Hold thy desperate hand. Art thou a man? Thy form cries out thou art. Thy tears are womanish. Thy wild acts denote the unreasonable fury of a beast. Unseemly woman in a seeming man, and ill-seeming beast in seeming both. Thou hast amazed me. By my holy order, I thought thy disposition better tempered. Hast thou slain Tybalt? Wilt thou slay thyself? And slay thy lady that in thy life lives, by doing damned hate upon thyself? Why railest thou on thy birth, the heaven and earth? Since birth and heaven and earth, all three do meet in thee at once, which thou at once wouldst lose. Fie, fie! Thou shamest thy shape, thy love, thy wit, which like a usurer aboundest in all, and usest none in that true use indeed, which should bedeck thy shape, thy love, thy wit. Thy noble shape is but a form of wax, digressing from the valor of a man. Thy dear love sworn but hollow perjury, killing that love which thou hast vowed to cherish. Thy wit, that ornament to shape and love, misshapen in the conduct of them both. Like powder in a skillless soldier's flask, is set afire by thine own ignorance, and thou dismembered with thine own defense. What, rouse thee, man? Thy Juliet is alive, for whose dear sake thou wast but lately dead. There art thou happy. Tybalt would kill thee, but thou slewest Tybalt. There art thou happy. The law that threatened death becomes thy friend and turns it into exile. There art thou happy. A pack of blessings light upon thy back. Happiness courts thee in her best array. But like a misbehaved and sullen wench, thou puts up thy fortune and thy love. Take heed, take heed, for such die miserable. Go, get thee to thy love as was decreed. Ascend her chamber hence and comfort her. But look thou stay not till the watch be set, for then thou canst not pass to Mantua, where thou shalt live till we can find a time to blaze your marriage, reconcile your friends, beg pardon of the prince, and call thee back with 200,000 times more joy than thou wentest forth in lamentation. Go before, nurse, commend me to thy lady, and bid her hasten all the house to bed, which heavy sorrow makes them apt unto. Romeo is coming.
Oh, Lord, I could have stayed here all the night to hear good counsel. Oh, what learning is! My lord, I'll tell my lady you will come.
Do so, and bid my sweet prepare to chide.
Nurse offers to go in and turns again.
Here, sir, a ring she bid me give you, sir. Hie you, make haste, for it grows very late.
Exit.
How well my comfort is revived by this.
Go hence, good night, and here stands all your state. Either be gone before the watch be set, or by the break of day disguised from hence. Sojourn in Mantua. I'll find out your man, and he shall signify from time to time every good hap to you that chances here. Give me thy hand. 'Tis late. Farewell. Good night.
But that a joy past joy calls out on me, it were a grief so brief to part with thee. Farewell.
Exit.